Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so, you know, this has been part of pop culture in America for families since, 1964. But the condemnation of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was sparked really last year in a big way, and it continues this year as well. I think it's because social media has given people a platform to attack things like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The question is it really sexist? Is Santa a bigot? Is this about racism? Is it about homophobia? Is it about exploiting the workers, the elves? I mean, there was one social media comment and post that said Santa is a bigoted, explorative blank. I don't even want to say it on the air. Last year, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, "Liberalism is a disease." And, you know, I think it's fair to point out that the efforts to be politically correct and represent the epitome of the liberal concept of everything being fair and equal, this is more of a liberal thing than a conservative thing. And I'm for equality. You listen to the show, you know I'm for equality. But everything's not equal. The only thing that is and should be equal is the opportunity. But the outcome of that opportunity is not something that we can guarantee is going to be equal for all. And if you want total equality in society, you're talking about communism. So I think it's interesting that the show is being judged. It's a stop action, stop motion kind of animated thing. And I've got a text here from a woman. She says, "I watched it with my daughter the other night. At times I thought the bullying was out of hand and Santa was very mean. But at the end, I turned to my daughter and we discussed what we learned." And I'll finish that text in just a minute. Dr. John Huber is a clinical psychologist. And, Doctor, thanks for taking time to be with us here on WWL.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. So tell me about the analysis of the condemnation of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, you know, I think you did a really good job of just going through and talking about it in plain English. You know, this is somebody who is being exploited, he's being ostracized, bullied. And even the person in authority, the Santa Claus there, the boss, was participating in it. It was very disruptive. And then Rudolph's family kind of fell in line. They felt sorry for him, but it's like, man, if you just wear this prosthetic over your nose, you'll be fine. Nobody will know that there's anything wrong with you. And, you know, I hearken back to a time when I remember listening to speeches by MLK, and he talked about, you know, treat everybody, you know, the same with respect to their differences. And that's the part that everybody leaves out, is with respect to their differences. And I think that that's an important part that our society, especially our young people today that have only lived facing a screen and haven't really in a lot of times actually lived a life. They just get everything through the screen and they figured out it's real easy to be mean and talk about what you hate, but it's really hard to actually talk about why you like something, and it makes you vulnerable. So they choose to just go after people instead of being honest with themselves.
Well, there's no doubt that is the trend, and that's the easy thing to do. And wouldn't you say that the tendency to put somebody else down is a way of trying to make oneself feel better about themselves?
Absolutely, and it's an uneducated kind of a naive way of doing it too, and it shows you how little they understand about the process they're trying to complain about, the bigotry and all. So. it's disturbing.
But Doctor, one of the problems that I have with the criticism and the condemnation of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is that the criticism seems to be of the bullying and the exploitation of workers and all of this, but it ends up in a different way. I mean, it ends up like Rudolph is the hero, and it ends up like, okay, he's different. And we're all different. I mean, that's something that, you know, is part of just the human equation, regardless of race, religion, gender, sexual orientation. You know, we're all going to be different. We should all have equal opportunities. But I mean, life isn't fair, and there will always be those who are richer and bigger and stronger and prettier, and everybody's not equal. But with Rudolph, you know, Rudolph was bullied and he was criticized. But in the end, he ended up being the hero. And so I think there's a great lesson in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, I think you're right. And what made him the hero was the fact that he rose above everybody else and became, so to speak, the adult and said, they're asking me for my help, and I have the ability to help. Regardless of what they did to me in the past, I'm going to step up and be a good human being about this. That's what made him the hero, not the fact that he just did it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really forced to. He did it out of the kindness of his own heart, and that's where he won the respect of everybody else, because those bullies realized what was going on. Yeah. And that is the lesson that needs to be learned. And in a lot of ways, it's just like hiding these statues of these Southern generals. You know, we have to see our mistakes in order to learn from them. And if we hide those mistakes, we're going to repeat those mistakes over and over and over again.
Yeah, I guess the assumption was that people were revering the generals and the Confederate statues. And my God, that's a topic that we talked about a lot here on the air in New Orleans and in the Deep South. But I think there's more positive about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer than there is negative about it. And I think one of the problems is, because of social media, people are so quick to want to criticize something because it somehow gives them the sense that they have power, because if they criticize and try to manifest change, it gives them a sense of power.
Absolutely. It does give them a sense of power. And, you know, that is the fallacy of that screen time that we have there, whether it's your cell phone, a tablet, or your computer desktop.
Right.
You know, you can become what we call insta-fame. And it's not real fame at all. And I'm a forensic psychologist, and I've gone to court and worked with individuals who, I've got 100,000, you know, followers on my YouTube account, so the judge isn't going to do anything to me because I'm famous. And I'm like, you know, you got those viewers by videotaping yourself vandalizing private property, and, you know, one of the viewers was a police officer and came and arrested you, and he's in jail right now because the judge is like, yeah, right, I'm not going to do anything, you're not famous. And people don't realize what fame really is. They think, oh, they have all these followers, and they don't know them from Adam. It's a falsehood that is being said, because they watch people like the Kardashians, who have 23 million viewers and have a TV show, and, you know, they actually do own businesses and make money, and it's pretty disturbing.
The quest for fame definitely does drive a lot of people. I mean, the selfies and the videos and the staging of things just for social media attention. I mean, this is, I guess, social media in some ways has given every individual an opportunity to present themselves as a celebrity through clicks and response.
Yes. Yes, it has. And, you know, there's a whole lot to marketing that. I mean, the ones who are really good at it, they either fell into it totally by sheer accident, or they have a whole marketing team and they've done a really good job of following those individuals' advice. The average person, for example, podcasts, most podcasts are less than 30 shows and they stop. And people don't realize that.
Yeah. Doctor, when you think about the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, people laughed and called him names. I remember growing up and just being told this, you know, this cliche, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can't hurt you. And it seems like our society has lost the ability to instill in young people that words cannot really hurt you unless you allow them to hurt you.
And that's where our parents have, of these generations, have done a disservice by being the helicopter and, in some cases, the lawnmower parents, where they literally mow down any kind of conflict that these young people may have to face, where they learn those coping skills and how to manage that when they're fighting over a doll instead of fighting over, you know, a real adult situation. And those skills are important to learn, and parents need to set back and let their kids struggle with those things. Let them fail at those negotiations and then come back and use those as teaching points to teach them to move on. I think a part of that problem is that the parents have forgotten how to do that themselves. So these kids are going out and being pushed out into society, and they hide in their living room, in a dark living room, watching their cell phones instead of dealing with conflict anywhere else.
Doctor, I'm going to keep your number. I enjoyed our conversation, and it seems to me like you could contribute to a lot of conversations that we have on this show. So the next time we need a clinical psychologist, so we're going to give you a call.
Please do. I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for having me on today.
All right, Dr. John Huber, clinical psychologist, helping us try to understand the craziness about the criticism of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You got a comment? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Okay, so, yeah, the guy's bullied. I mean, look, he's a deer. It's a deer, but it's symbolic of a human because it talks and everything, has feelings. But isn't this a great story? Isn't it a story about overcoming being bullied and being called names? And I think the doctor brought up a really good point that Rudolph was willing, regardless of how he was treated, he was willing to come help and lead the sled with his red nose. And I think what Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer does illustrate is that we're all different. You and I are different. We're all different, and that's okay. And sometimes we're different in a way that people make fun of us. But that doesn't change who we are. And I think we need to just be given permission to, no matter what somebody says about us, we need to be given permission to just be who we are. All right, I'd love to talk to you about this. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.